Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A good question.
Three random questions.
Let's find out.
With Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
One, two, three.
On The Fan.
All right, here we add a little three random questions on this Wednesday afternoon. Number one, would you be offended if somebody called you Baldy?
No. No, I couldn't care less. I got to be honest with you. There are things about me, like I think everybody, a little insecure about.
Right.
I mean, I wish I didn't have pencil legs. I mean, I do, you know.
When you hit the squats when you're at
the gym. I can't because of my back surgery. I used to. Okay. Well, whatever. Nobody cares. Yeah. Whatever. I just can't. I wish I can't. Okay. You know, I wish that...
By the way, I think it's a great point that should not go overlooked. Like, everybody's got insecurities, but
sure.
I think it's great when you are evolved enough to acknowledge them. Like, I remember as a young kid, you don't even know, like, what insecurities are, and then you have them, and, like, now I can acknowledge it, and then...
Yes, yes. You
know, aware of them and accept them. Like, that's the key part.
Yeah. It's called maturing. Yeah, well, I mean, right, understanding right. What's really important in life here.
Right.
I mean, yeah, I mean, do I wish I had, you know, not that my love handles are out of control, but do I wish I had no love handles? Yeah, of course.
But you would not be
whatever.
Offended if somebody called
no,
you bald.
No, not one bit.
Because there was somebody, when I was putting out the...
I look good bald, as I also know that. So, yeah. That doesn't hurt. Anyway, good.
I was putting out the tweet to get recommendations for who I should have you and Hoff dress up as for losing the Perfect Parlay Pick segment.
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
And Chicken Parm Lou, are you familiar with him?
Yeah, of course. He texts me once in a while. It's good. He does a lot of digital stuff.
He wrote in his suggestions, I forget what it was at the time, but he said, you should have Hoff as this guy and you should have Baldy as this guy.
Baldy
and I was
as
like,
this guy.
And I was like, huh, that's a little...
Well, this is a little different context now.
See? So, even I took a step back. I was like, Lou, Chicken Parm Lou.
Yeah.
Did you mean like Baldy as in Brian Baldy? Or are you talking about Baldy as
that's
in BC?
That's interesting. All right.
But if you guys have a relationship that I don't know about.
Well, not to that degree. He texts me once in a while. He does a great job. He'll say, hey, BT, I just put this out there, or I took this, you know, I put it out there on digital. Yeah, Baldy might have to revisit this relationship.
I thought that was a little strong myself.
Yeah,
all right. I wouldn't be offended either, but if it were disrespectful, it might be a little different. Okay, number two.
Take care of Chicken Parm Lou for us, will you?
If you could only have one streaming service to watch the rest of your life, what would it be?
Pornhub. I'm just kidding.
Without hesitation.
Well, I'm totally messing with you. What streaming service would I... I can't believe I just said that. What would I have?
Me neither.
Streaming. Oh, like we counting HBO as a stream?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
like
okay.
Netflix, Max,
you know what?
Peacock. Like, there's a lot of different options.
When does it start? And I asked that for a specific reason.
What do you mean, when does it start?
Does this start now? Whatever. In this theoretical.
Yeah, right
okay.
now.
Because that changes my
segment.
Answer. I'll tell you why. Because I read something yesterday about the prequel to The Sopranos, which is going to start
about
in the Sopranos.
Prequel?
Where, Gandolfini's son is going to reprise role.
Dude, I think that's a ruse. I think
it's not.
Yeah, I think that was a fake out there.
I don't think so. No, not
I'm pretty
at all.
Sure
it's been
I saw
out
that
there
circulate.
Forever.
No, I think that's no.
What?
Hoff, can you confirm?
Well, either way,
if that's going to be a prequel, but obviously,
I thought it was 10 episodes that are going to drop this summer, and I'm pretty sure that his son is doing the role of younger James of younger Tony.
I think you've been ballsack sports here. I think, but I don't know that.
Right, I mean, who the hell knows what's real in this world anymore?
Yeah, exactly. My wife sent me something last week with like a Rocky 7 trailer.
Oh, I'm in,
and I'm like, that's fake. It was AI. Like we know because we're in the game. She got duped from TikTok or whatever it was. I'm like, no, that's fake.
Maybe I am gullible if I'm starting to fall for all this.
Didn't they do the Many Saints of...
They did. Of their work. Yes. I saw that as well.
No, right. but this was...
Wasn't that good.
There's a thing circulating out there on social media.
The younger Gandolfini, I forget his first name.
Gandolfini's son's going to star in a reprise.
100%.
Michael Gandolfini.
Yeah, okay. Do you see it, Hoff? Is it legit or fake?
No, I don't really see anything.
Yeah, I think it's a fake.
Really?
Sorry to disappoint.
All right, well...
I looked into that. So now take that.
I got you.
Equation.
So I was going to say, if that was real, then I would want to watch it. I would probably say HBO. I'm going to probably have to go with Netflix. The options are, and the documentaries are tremendous.
Yeah,
How about you?
Same thing, Netflix. I mean, there's just, I almost think we're at a point if it were, and by the way, Netflix getting sport. They have Monday Night Raw now, which I know is a big deal for people. They've had, obviously, NFL games, which is a huge deal for us. But Netflix, outside of the lack of the live games on a regular basis, dude, I think that they dominate. I don't even remember watching regular TV anymore. It's always something from Netflix for the most part on there. So I would have to go with that. You're doing more research into
this? And I mean, new Sopranos series announced with Michael Gang. With Michael,
I hate to break this to you.
Speculation.
You know what this is?
No.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
I don't.
Gullible.
Yeah, well, that's what I just said before. I know.
It is on Real News sites. Real News sites carried it, but others are saying it's a farce.
Yeah, Real News. Yeah, it wasn't Ballsack, I promise.
And Parsippany
tweeting me.
I saw, what's that, Dove?
I saw ABC Chicago had it as a real story.
I think they all got duped.
Well, I don't believe any of these news outlets anymore.
It's impossible. Yeah, I saw it on Facebook. I'm like, none of this stuff you could believe.
Yeah.
So I said, even Rocky 7, my wife, or whatever, Rocky 18. Oh, here it comes.
I would see it if all there was a Rocky 18.
Last one.
Yes.
If you had to choose, I was going to ask you this yesterday during one of the commercial breaks, and I was like, you know what, let's just save it for tomorrow.
I remember you saying we're going to push this. Go ahead.
If you had to choose just one sport to cover and could only cover that one sport, what would it be?
Okay, now I need clarity here. When you say cover, do you mean like call games or talk on the radio?
I was talking about working in, what made me think of this was my friend Taylor Rooks has now got a job. She does Thursday Night Football with the NFL on Amazon. Now she's going to be doing NBA studio hosting with Dirk Nowitzki and Blake Griffin.
Oh,
and
what, on NBA TV?
No,
or on Amazon.
On Amazon. I think they're coming up with like their own pregame show. Remember, they're going to be carrying, I guess, NBA.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it just made me think, wow, like that's cool that she could just dive into the NFL and NBA, which I know she loves. So if you had to pick just one.
Okay.
And I know it's tough for us because we love all of them.
It's tough.
But if you had to pick just one to cover in any capacity.
I think my answer is going to surprise you. Now,
I know what you're going to say.
I don't think you do.
Okay.
You think I'm going to say baseball?
No.
Okay, I'm not going to say baseball.
No.
Now, baseball is my favorite, but I have a different factor here. And, you know, I've seen this. You know, there's a reason why Michael Kay doesn't want to do the radio show as long. Like, you cover baseball, you're never home.
It's a long season.
And I got an 8 and a 10-year-old, and I want to be home. I don't want to miss as much. So, to me,
I don't mean
the
traveling with the team, though. I'm talking
you
about.
You don't.
No, I'm talking about just. Like, you're all in on that one sport, and that's it. It's not about...
Basketball hits me first.
Okay, that's what I thought you were going to say, honestly. Hoff, you would have guessed that for him, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, basketball as well.
I don't know why I would have guessed that for you. I know you love St. John's. I know you love...
I love doing the St. John's stuff. We'll hit them
a bit
later,
that means,
too.
Like, you're... All
and the Knicks.
That's what I mean. That's all your focus, whether it's college basketball or the NBA, that's it.
Now, it's a tough one, because I'm going to say yes.
Right.
But, like, now, if my answer was the NFL... I mean, after a while, I'd get bored with that, too.
Mine
I can't
baseball.
Talk about the Knicks playing so-and-so in round two. I can't talk about, you know, St. John's and the Big East Tour. I can't talk about the Yankees and Aaron Judge. Like, after a while, I can't talk about the Masters or the U.S. Open. Like, I love talking about all the sports.
I know,
but I'd say I might actually have to go back to baseball because I did think there was a travel component.
Which, no, if you take that out.
Then it's baseball.
Yeah, I'm baseball, too. Which means you couldn't talk about NFL.
I gotcha.
Couldn't talk about basketball. Your job, like, you get hired by Major League Baseball, whatever.
Yep.
Your, like, that's it.
I'd say baseball.
You dive into that one sport. Like, us, we the great part is we get to do multiple sports, and it's all New York. Like,
mm-hmm.
We're in one city, so we cover all the multiple sports in the city. But for that, you would have to also be talking about the Pirates or the Diamondbacks. There are other areas.
That's fine. I love the game.
Would you go all, you know,
I love the game.
I was starting to think, oh, maybe Taylor could hook me up with a job. When I want to do all NBA, and I'm like, I don't know if I could do all NBA and dive into all just NBA.
I could, like, I know it, but it's not as interesting to me as it used to be. The NBA is diminished.
Yeah, I know, but it's still the NBA, and if you love that and you could get into the Spurs.
But I don't love this
Warriors,
NBA. I love this baseball, yeah. Even though baseball's different,
right.
Too.
90s might be a different answer. But,
yeah, yeah, sure.
Whether you want to,
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market, or
sell, sell, sell,
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.